Welcome once more to the Coffin Club, your premier actual play podcast for amusement, entertainment, and lies. If this is your first night, don't be shy. Grab a seat by the stage and let us tell you a story. Tonight, we have a downtime episode in 316 Carnage Amongst the Stars. With me, I have a courageous company of terrific troopers, and I will be introducing them in alphabetical order by character name. But first, and most importantly, because I am your god and you cannot touch my pizza, my name is Jess, I am your GM, and my pronouns are she, her. Yeah. So how you doing, Deck?
I am doing okay. Hello, I am Lavender. My pronouns are Fayfair. I am playing Deck, a gangly, superstitious sort of soldier. Her pronouns are she, her. She had a good time last week.
Yeah, she had a great time on the Torment Planet. She was just like, hey, I want to feel valid. And the universe was like, you want some validation at the barrel of a gun? And she was like, yup. Speaking of having a great time,
I mean, it was my gun.
Yeah. It was your gun. You were not on the business end of the gun. You were on the pleasure end of the gun. Speaking of being fond of the pleasure end of the gun, it's Pleather.
Hiyo. I am Sophie, she, her, and I play the lovable murderer Pleather, also she, her.
So Pleather's got FA-10 now, right?
No, it's still at FA-9. Ah. Not 10 yet.
Okay. So Pleather's still fallible.
Yes, for now.
Good to know. The universe quakes in terror at the prospect of FA-10 Pleather. Anything else you want to say about Pleather?
No, not right now. We'll see how things go tonight, because, again, the cost of FA-9 is in FA-3.
So. Wait, did you get a level last time? Did you put it into FA or?
Yeah, I put it into FA, but I was at FA 8 before.
Wait, so what were you initially? Okay, we'll get into it at downtime because I'm still doing introductions.
It would have been 7 and 3, and
yeah,
then
yes.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yes, right, add up to 10.
Yes,
I just okay. I was yes. Anyway, we also have 69. How you doing, 69?
69 is okay. She is played by me, who is Bastion, pronouns she, they, and Trooper 69, real name Agata, who I don't think anyone in the command structure knows, is also is she, her, and she's the religious one.
You're so cute for trying to be a free woman and not a number.
God.
Look, you knew me after high school. I went through that whole Iron Maiden phase, and Number of the Beast is an album that still fucking rips. Last but certainly not least, we have the leader of the bunch. You know him well. It's Sparky.
Okay. Hi, I'm Grant. My pronouns are he, him. I play as Sergeant Sparky, the starry-eyed optimist of the group, really into adventure comic books, and looks way too young for the job.
Yes, Sparky, he of nebulous age.
Yeah.
I mean, you're all immortal. Age is nothing but a number, but Sparky looks young for an immortal. Don't romance Sparky in Fire Emblem. Anyway, tonight we have a downtime episode. I'm sorry, I'm stupid what? Brain tonight.
Happy 10th anniversary, Fire Emblem face.
Oh no.
No, have a bad 10th anniversary. Anyway.
Anyway, we have a...
I'm not making that up.
Oh, Jesus.
Man, how many puppies did Fire Emblem kick when I wasn't looking?
Well, we can talk about it off mic. We can't get distracted by talking about the failures of Fire Emblem. Anyway, I don't know why I say the things to set myself up to fail, but that's what I do, because I'm your GM, and it's your job to thwart me. We're doing a downtime episode. Let me check the downtime rules real quick, because we did some of the technical stuff. We did level gain. We did automatic improvement of weapons. Everybody gets a development role. You can use it to increase rank if you use a strength or gain new pierce of war gear.
Oh, I didn't level myself up. I'm going to add one to my FA, so I'm not...
No, you didn't level up. You didn't succeed.
Oh, yeah, I didn't.
Sparky succeeded last time.
You shouldn't do that.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, you got lucky because you got the level up that Pleather didn't steal with the first mission.
Indeed.
Pleather gang, stay winning.
Pleather gang.
Right, characters also get a development role that you can use to increase rank, get a new piece of war gear, or increase a different weapon by one step.
Yes.
So I know what Sparky and Pleather are probably going to be using that for. Deck and 69, what are you feeling like for your development role?
I am trying to find which folder my book is in to double check this. I know you can, you update a different, thing a step on the weapon. Is it this, can it be the same weapon or does it have to be a different weapon?
I believe it has to be a different weapon entirely.
Okay, I wasn't sure if it was different weapon or just different range.
You could try and get a vehicle.
I could try and get a vehicle. Let me go look at vehicles.
It just says you could do it.
Aren't those locked to ranks?
Yes, we had this discussion last time.
Okay. Yeah, I forgot.
I was just enthusiastic about a vehicle again.
I know.
Yeah, it was like a Star Killer.
No, you're getting the Mako from Mass Effect. I made this joke last time. I will continue to make it until morale improves. And yes,
I would love the Mako. I will absolutely flip that thing on our squad.
Good.
Okay, I have a power blade already.
You do?
I would also like a power claw if I can.
Power blade.
Yeah.
All right.
Make an NFA check.
I am. Alrighty. Well, I rolled a 1, which is under my NFA number.
Wow.
Congrats on your power claw.
Hell yeah.
You can now automatically switch to power claw. Left hand or right hand?
We'll say left hand.
Okay. How are you feeling, 69?
I'm gonna try again for the shotgun. It's okay. Currently not as good as my slug rifle right now, but it starts better at close range, and that's where we seem to do a lot of our fighting. So, I'm gonna give it a shot. And no, I very much didn't get it.
No, you're still not allowed to have that shotgun. It's like me when I was playing Halo 2 with my friends in high school. And I'm not better.
I know, it's just like when we were kids, we weren't allowed a shotgun.
I know. Well, if you lived in certain rural locales, you could. But.
Sure.
Yep.
Not where I was.
We didn't.
Yes. Not where you were and I grew up. all right, well, that's that for 69 and Dex rolls. Pleather and Sparky, you used your strengths.
Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You want to roll to promote? Because I know Sparky does, but this is really more of a question for Pleather.
Yeah, I'll give it a shot. Okay, because everyone goes into Sparky wants to make a scene out of it.
I'll roll and we can make a scene.
Ooh, Sparky got it.
Did not.
And Pleather didn't. Unfortunate. This is going to be a scene. Everybody else, think about what's going on and what it is that you want to be doing in the meantime. You also do have 2 more dead troopers whose shit you have to clean out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. 69 is going to immediately go off with some really weak sounding excuse that she's got some religious stuff to do, because there's no fucking way that she's cleaning out another dead man's room and after she found the robot in the last one.
Oh, I love how you've upgraded her from sex robot to the robot.
Well, because everybody yelled at me last time.
I'm not saying I didn't yell at you. You didn't get yelled at. I'm just saying.
Well, it was rude of me to simply merely refer to her as a sex robot last time. I'm not making that mistake again.
Mm-hmm. You're learning as a person, and that's what's important. Right. So, Pleather and Sparky, the two of you are taken to a large conference room that is kind of just like that classic sort of, we're going to put a holo table in the middle of this and it's going to project stuff up and people can move bits and bobs around. Mm. There are some familiar faces you recognize. One of them is Lieutenant Icarus. One of them is Captain Teflon. Some other folks you don't recognize that are wearing higher pips. Higher pips in the... Let me check the list of ranks section. Yeah, there is a Lieutenant Colonel on board.
Oh my.
And... Test. Okay, I just had a little hiccup. Yeah, there's a Lieutenant Colonel on board. She is kind of grizzled, older, has an eye patch, and kind of like... The weird thing is that she is definitely just shorter than Pleather and Sparky, but she's sitting in a chair that's kind of like Scully boxed in such a way to just like put her up. And the two of you are motioned to sit. And there is paperwork in front of the two of you.
I salute first. And then I sit.
Pleather just sits.
Okay. She clears her throat and says, well, it is a wonder to meet the two of you. I am Lieutenant Colonel Icebox. And you are Corporal Pleather and Sergeant Sparky. Am I correct?
Yes, ma'am.
They call me.
The two of you have given me a hell of a lot of paperwork to have to fill out. After the events of... shit. Teflon, what fucking planet was that again? Oh, that was, Lem. Lieutenant Colonel. Yeah, after the events of Lem. It's not every day that the enemy manages to shoot down one of our destroyers. How would the two of you like to describe the mission that, ensued as a result of such an incident?
I'm taking my words right now. ma'am, the mission was, despite the extenuating circumstances, successful. All members of the opposing force were destroyed, and no intelligence was lost to the enemy.
Yes, I am led to believe that this was achieved by overloading the reactor of the crashed destroyer and permanently irradiating the planet that we were intending to use for resources and resupply. Am I correct, Sergeant?
Yes, ma'am. It was my order that in order to extract my squad and fulfill our obligation to defeat the enemy. There was no other option. The crew of the destroyer was lost, and Sparky looks a little green again, just thinking about everything. And the conditions on the ground were phenomenally hostile.
I see. Anything to say in your defense, Corporal?
Our job is to go to planets and kill aliens. I'm very good at that, and I did a good job this time.
She just kind of fixes Pleather with a look, Sparky. And then she just starts laughing. Yeah, you know what? Hell of a good job you did there, Corporal. Look, I'm just going to give you the official slap on the wrist for this. At the end of the day, that many dead means we didn't need near as much resupply as we got. So we managed to move things around. But try not to throw away the whole loaf of bread just because there's a little mold in there next time, you two, all right?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, for your official work and snap judgment decisions that resulted in avenging the crew of the TEF positive reaction, I am officially promoting you, Sergeant Sparky, to Lieutenant Sparky.
Doesn't have the same ring to it.
Thank you, ma'am. Happy to serve in every way.
How does Sparky physically look to the camera right now?
Sweaty. He was kind of expecting that, being let in here, that, you know, at the start, that they were about to get, like, I don't know, court-martialed or something.
Okay, can somebody please get the lieutenant a towel or something to clean that up? Two of you are dismissed. You may return to your quarters. We will be equipping and outfitting you, Lieutenant, with your new doctrine handbooks and access to other materials that you will need to study before the next deployment. You will also be getting resupplied with troopers. And congratulations, you are going to be heading up Yegg Squadron in addition to some others. Lieutenant Teflon, or Captain Teflon, I'm going to need you to reassign Lieutenant Icarus to a new unit, so get on that, chop chop. And Icarus looks a little bit unhappy that she has lost her current operational command post. Oops. But not, like, angry at you, because that's not your choice to make. And Teflon just stone-facedly salutes and just gives you an appreciative nod, Sparky. They also just kind of generally ignore Pleather.
Very good.
So yeah.
Thank you very much again. It's an honor. Big salute. And Sparky vibrates his way out of the room.
Pleather will follow Sparky.
Oh, one last thing before you go, Corporal, and this is Icebox speaking again.
Mm-hmm.
How's your mother doing? Is she well?
Last I heard,
All right, good to know. Dismissed.
All right. I'm updating my sheet.
Sparky gets the power claw.
Sparky gets power claw. Sparky? Yeah.
Sparky gets the drop pod.
Sparky gets some orbital bombardment.
Oh, no.
Sparky gets the orbital bombardment.
Sparky gets a stack of casualty forms.
Let's see.
He gets the orbital bombardment, but watch out.
It's a secret surprise that'll hurt us later.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sweet.
Probably they're just kind of muttering on the way back. A little bit of mold. I'm taking a loaf of bread shove her ass. Got fucking punch a thing.
Maybe next time, Pleather. Look, stick with me. Hey, I think you did a great job.
Oh, yes, that's true. Thank you. Thank you, Lieutenant Sparky.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Yeah. Hey, if you want, you can have the first pick, I guess, of any of the possessions of... oh god, like, I'm literally forgetting. Trooper, elf fucker, and,
Pisswater.
Oh, well, thank you, but I am absolutely fucking not going into either of the rooms, so.
No. God. Understood. Yep. Well, let's go give the good news.
Yeah.
Let's go.
And this time this time you have other people to hang out with. Specifically, you have Ketchup and Valley Girl.
Attention, Yag Squad.
Yeah, Lieutenant on deck. Everybody has to hop to it.
I have an important update. I am now acting Lieutenant of Yag Squadron. And possibly some others. We will be sorting out the logistics. But what this means for all of you is, well, really, it's going to be business as usual, really. But I expect that my attention might be drawn elsewhere with responsibilities. But I commend all of you for your performance on the last mission, and if anyone would like to volunteer to clean out the bunks of Troopers Elf Fucker or Pisswater, I am willing to accept that. Otherwise, we will be drawing lots.
I raise my hand. Sir, I will take Elf Fucker.
Thank you. I appreciate the initiative. Any other takers? No? All right.
Ketchup raises a hand. Sir?
Yes?
How do you like your burger cook, sir?
Oh, about medium, but, you know, still kind of juicy.
All right, sir. Make sure you're hungry. A little something to reward you for your service.
Thank you. I mean, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
We will now draw lots unless anyone else is doing this. Pleather doesn't have to draw. This is your reward for having to get a little bit insulted there.
Yeah, it's a fair enough point.
Why, yes, you are the lieutenant's favorite little corporal.
Wow, why did you have to phrase it like that?
I don't know. The power has gone to my head.
That was fast.
Immediately.
Yeah.
I'm already huffing from the orbital bombardment.
It's the radiation, the pins, the rank pins give off. It just immediately.
Yeah, they're the phosphorus, radon phosphorus pins.
They shine with a wonderful patina of mercury.
Hmm.
Yeah. So. catch. Okay, well, I guess we can. I guess let's roll. Why not?
I'm going to make you all roll. Oh, die. All
right, so Deck has automatically. Yeah, Deck has automatically volunteered to
yeah,
go.
Yeah, you're not drawing a lot either.
Yeah. So I will roll for. Well, the new sergeant's not here yet. I will roll for Valley Girl and Ketchup. Can I get a roll?
You know, if Ketchup is making burgers, they might be busy.
Okay, Ketchup is excluded from the duty.
I'm just saying.
No, Ketchup actually is cooking. Ketchup has like a George.
Yeah,
like
Ketchup's already gone off to cook. Well, you know.
Yeah, it's like a space George Foreman grill that's been set up in the main common area.
I'm a little worried that Ketchup is called Ketchup and not like burger or something.
Yeah, I did detect the lack of enthusiasm when I said, you know, like medium, but you know, kind of juicy and good.
Yeah, I mean, you could always ask Ketchup why he is called Ketchup.
We'll get there later, probably.
If he lives.
Plenty of time.
So
we're not actually supposed to ask these things until after they're dead.
You ask those questions anyway. And you intuited it. Anyway, 69, you roll. I'll roll for I'll roll for Valley Girl. Lois has to clean.
Oh, I thought 69 ran off to. Well, that was an excuse. I mean, she could have gotten dragged back, I guess.
Make an NFA check to claim religious exemption.
Hell yeah!
Okay, you have claimed religious exemption. So
also, Lavender has posted a delicious sauce burger.
Is it one of those? I remember. Oh no,
Spurger.
it's just a wet bun.
Yeah, it's from like a southeastern chain called Pals. I have never had this sauce burger, but for the sake of the listeners at home, it is a burger bun with a patty on it. The patty is completely coated in sauce.
Oh, that is patty. I thought that was just a pile of sauce.
I want to commend this fine fast food establishment for their name, which is Pals Sudden Service.
Piss.
I think that's great.
Sudden?
I don't think this picture of a gravy biscuit is great, though.
Yep. Pal's Burger Ambush.
All right. We are not sponsored by a southern chain. We can't give them free advertisement. Anyway.
Pal's, I think you need to work on your gravy biscuit photography.
Oh, goodness.
Just go back to your world.
That's like food snuff.
Yeah.
Anyway, you have successfully claimed religious exemption, so now what's the name? Valley Girl has to go clean out Pisswater's room. Do we want to do cleaning out the rooms, or do we want to go see what 69 is up to in her downtime?
Let's go with 69, I think. That's my vote.
I guess.
He worked so hard for that religious exemption.
Yeah, okay. 69, you're gonna go kick it with the stewards. Correct?
Yeah, because not a lot of them showed up to the services that she held last time, and she's a little worried about that, in the sense of she assumes that something else is going on that was taking precedence.
Okay, I have to reiterate. It's not that nobody showed up. It's not that not a lot of stewards showed up. It's that nobody showed up except for Deck.
Right.
But you did record the service and you held the service regardless. the stewards have a meeting place where they get together on the Burden of Consequence. They are a religious cult that was basically formed as part of the Terran Expeditionary Force Initiative. There are still religions back on Terra. There's still religious services that are held, but the stewards are kind of disproportionately vocal considering how they were major facilitators and contributors to pushing the idea of, hey, let's create a Terran expeditionary force whose job it is to go defend the cosmos, because they have two main pillars of their faith, which is everything in the universe is given unto you, and then the other one is it's your job to take care of it. But nobody has really given 69 the time of day. And you go to where they're meeting. I have described the Burden of Consequence as a flying fascist space mall in the past. That hasn't changed. It's basically a meeting room in the sense that, like, you can go to a hotel and rent out a meeting room. There's about a couple dozen stewards just milling around. There is a space PowerPoint presentation that's been set up to basically talk about the recent findings and the recent events of the Order and its assorted goals and interests. A catering table has been set up with, you know, the white plastic sheeting and everything. Not the best folding chairs for people to sit on. It's like going to a panel that nobody attends at a convention. These are your people.
Unfortunately, they are.
But there are some people at the door, and they're like, oh, hey, are you interested in joining the Shepherds? Or the Stewards?
I am already one, actually. Both of my parents were, but of course, you know, they didn't get to come with me. So, is this where we've all been hanging out this whole time?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's invite only, but we could always just give you a little bit of a test to see how you do.
Sure.
Like, you know, probationary basis and all that. Sometimes people come by to make fun of us. But we just want to make sure that the right sort of people get in to, you know, continue the great work.
Right, of course.
Yeah, give me a NFA check for religious knowledge.
Oh, God. Oh, fuck. No. Missed it by one.
No, you know.
Gee.
So here's the thing. You have mentioned that one of 69's prized possessions is that she has a religious textbook that is full of notes. Correct?
Mm-hmm.
So, you are asked the question, alright, so when it outlines the main steps for preservation in the Reclamation Doctrine, what is the most important thing to do when you go planet side?
He believes that it is to begin surveying for natural resources.
Ooh, I mean, you're close, but like if you follow the interpretation of God, who was it? If you follow the interpretation of Lorne Michaels, that's a real person, isn't that?
That is a real person.
That's not a person. Nope, wrong person. If you follow the interpretations of Lorne Gooding when he was discussing the Acts of Reclamation at the summit of Geneva, technically speaking, the most important thing is topography of the entire planet.
Hmm.
So, I mean, like, you know, that's... Look, you've clearly read the material, but, like, I think you're missing some of, like, the greater details and context of what it is that's going on here with us. But it's good that you you know, you're not a poser or posturing. You can come in and, you know, we can get started on getting you on the right path of understanding.
Sure, that sounds good. While internally she's like, what the hell are these guys talking about?
Oh boy, 69. So, while you were on your homestead, faithfully reading your religious texts and writing down myriad questions and interpretations, these were the people who were actually responsible for carrying the ideology through the TEF process. So they have fragmented into three different sorts of camps interpreting the doctrine, and underneath the surface level coding of not really attended convention meeting is three ideologies at odds with each other.
Oh.
Yay.
Yeah.
Did we really have schism this early on in the expedition? Damn.
This has been going on for years. You just haven't been in contact with them.
Oh, yeah, I'll do it.
I want to get into it, but I also just don't want to have this drag on for too long. So do you mind if we check in on someone else while this is going on?
No. By all means.
So give me the image of what it's like for 69 to be amongst the people of her faith and realize, oh, this is the people of my faith.
She looks extremely uncomfortable, but is very polite about it because she's doing her best to listen to everything. It's just that just about everything that she hears is kind of horrifying because it just sort of continues to hammer home that she has very little in common with any of these people.
Yeah. Deck.
Yes, hi, hello.
Man, that's a lot of wall art.
Oh, in Elffucker's room? Is it of elves?
It is of elves.
Great, I will,
It's not sexual or anything.
Start paneling. Okay.
It's just a lot of elves and a lot of, like... Elffucker, it seems, was into, like, nature and hiking and, like, a little bit in the neo-paganist, I'm gonna draw a lot of, like, Celtic symbols sort of way.
Cool.
So, like... the kind of person that looks like they just walked through a head shop.
Yeah, like the guy I knew in high school who went to Sunday school wearing an elf maiden t-shirt to church. Like, you could just do that.
Is there a three elf moon wall scroll?
Fuck it, there is a three elf moon wall scroll.
All right, so this person just looks like me, IRL. I understand. Okay, great.
Well, they don't look like that anymore.
That's true.
Not to put you on blast or anything, just... It's just that kind of, like, hippy-dippy. I'm going to have a bunch of books on positive thinking and... The Secret and other sorts of stuff like that, and also have a lot of pictures of myself as an elf and what I would look like if I was an elf and if I had, you know, beautiful magenta eyes and could just commune with the... It's more like... Okay, you remember playing Hidden Space Outlaw?
I actually have not played it, but I've seen enough of it to get the vibe, yeah.
The dude who owns the web page where he talks about how he's like a 36th Irish, and that puts him in roots with his druidic ancestors.
Okay. Celtic right, blood quantum.
All right, I know of this sort of person. Deck knows of this for a person, and is just like, damn, we could have hung out if they hadn't died.
Yeah, you probably would have liked it for a while until you hated them. They were not called Elfucker for good reasons, perhaps. Yeah, that's what you're cleaning up. That's the room you're cleaning up. Meanwhile, sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, most of this is going into disposal. I'll take some of the art.
Okay, so clearly it doesn't exist in this universe, but they would have a copy of ElfQuest, yes?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
That's what I was trying to remember the name of desperately. I knew Elf. It was literally just one word besides Elf, and I couldn't remember it.
Elf Journey. Mm-hmm. Elf Voyage.
Adventure. Yeah, Elf Word Bound.
Meanwhile, across the hall, Valley Girl is like, Sergeant, we're allowed to keep the stuff that we want, right? Sorry, Lieutenant?
Yes, just file the paperwork.
Hell yeah, sir. And she starts wheeling out a keg.
Piss water.
I'm gonna file so much goddamn paperwork, sir, you don't even believe.
All right.
How's Pleather doing? What's Pleather up to? Besides sulking. Perhaps understandably sulking.
Pleather's in a room, I think. Yes, she's gonna talk to Kimberly and say I don't exactly know how to ask this. Long story short, things kind of went bad down there. I need to make sure I can still punch things without having a breakdown of some kind. Is it okay for me to spar with you? Is that something you're... is that something you're okay with? If you're secretly not, can you like blink twice or something? I don't know how this works. Sorry.
So Kimberly is ironing Pleather socks, and she just kind of looks at you like when you walk into a kitchen and you have like a confused, I'm trying to dance around this, but I'm like trying to tell you something important, like conversation with your mom, and she looks like really concerned. She's like, Pleather, if something's on your mind, we can talk about it. But, like, I kind of have to realize who I'm talking to. Would it help you feel better if we did some sparring?
I think so. I hope so. But, yeah. Yes, I think so.
Okay. Sure. Yeah, we can do some sparring. It's... Pleather, I'm a little concerned by the fact that you said you want to be sure you can fight with your hands and ensure you kill something with your hands and don't feel bad about it. That feels maladaptive.
Well, the thing is, if I don't kill things with my hands, occasionally they will kill me instead, and I'm not interested in that at this time.
Okay. We're going to process that when we're not sparring. Sure. Sure. Let me go change real quick and then we can do this. So she finishes ironing your socks. She basically goes to change into like the yoga mom fit with like the yoga pants and like the athletic top. You want to make a FA roll?
Yeah, make an FA roll. What did I do? It is.
You have to beat a 9.
Well, you have to 9.
You have beat a 9.
I thought you meant she rolled a 9, but yeah.
No, that beats
9.
No, she's not rolling because you're sparring with a wife robot. It's not that she's not good at this. It's that due to the programming that Hoover put on her, she is a reactive individual who doesn't necessarily want things. So, let's say the next 25 minutes, like, you clear out a space in your room. There's no doubt in my mind that Pleather doesn't have, like, a room where she can, like, hit a heavy bag or something like that. Or maybe you just had a room that was, like, full of crap, and then Kimberly cleaned it up, and you're like, oh, shit, I have a spare room. But anyway, you're in there, and she's just, like, she's not even really particularly stanced up. What is Pleather's hand-to-hand fighting style that isn't, I have to strangle this alien to death, or else I'm going to die?
Well, I would say it's a mixed hybrid style by way of watching a lot of kung fu movies.
Okay, so there's a lot of amateur backyard kung fu going on. She's not a virtuoso fighter either, but she is reactive and slippery as hell. You're mostly just going to, like, touches or tags or taps out, like, unless Pleather says otherwise, I am of the opinion you legitimately don't want to, like, hurt her or injure her.
No.
But, like, it's like when you play a game and there is an iterative learning AI. Like, you beat her and then she adapts, and you beat her and then she adapts, and then you beat her and then she adapts, and that at least is not just like, oh, I am getting the same easy goal every single time. But you are kind of like sufficiently instructing her on like how to fight you and give you a good fight out of it.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, just two girls fighting, talking about their feelings through fighting. How does it make you feel to fight her?
Well, it's a little weird, but it's weird in a different way than punching the previous alien is weird. So it's probably a good sign. Hopefully. We'll see.
Yeah, she offers you a bottle of electrolyte hydration fluid, and she's like, okay, I think this is probably a good place to take a break. Do you want to talk about it?
I mean, I don't know there's much to say. I mean, they're just weird aliens, and punching them was bad. It was a bad feeling to punch them, and I didn't like it. So that's it. That's the talk.
Okay. I don't really know how to interpret this, but hey, it looks like you were doing a good job with me, and you came back alive, so you were doing something right.
Oh yeah, I mean, I'm good at killing aliens. That's not the question here, really. It's just you got to keep it up, you know.
No, Pleather, I really don't know.
Okay, well, yeah, fair enough. Anyway, this I think this worked. I mean, we'll see. Just for the record, sorry, I don't really know how to deal with your current, I don't know, but the way you are, I guess. God, that probably sounded insulting. Okay, just for the record, if I had to ever do something that pisses you off, after Deck kind of is finished doing what she's doing, you can punch me in the face, like, as hard as you can, and that'll be fine.
She kind of gives you, like, a little bit of a confused, sad look, but nods. Okay, if that's what you want.
I mean, it's like... Look, I know you're not there yet. It's about... But, like, once you can start wanting things, if you want to punch me, you can punch me. Yeah, it's kind of a... Because, yeah. That's... Yes.
Okay. Sure, Pleather. Sure. I will keep that in mind. Do you want to try changing things up where I'm attacking you and you're not attacking me?
Sure. That sounds like a good idea.
Okay, give me another fey roll.
And that is also a success.
Okay, that's a different story, because... you are consistently winning against her, but it's also now very weird to be on the other side of it, where she is constantly adapting to try to break your defenses. And it is... She fights in an interestingly aggressive, just intuitive sort of, like, I'm going to try to predict your next move style. She's not about, like, evading or dodging or, like, overwhelming force. She's about, like, wearing you down so she can get in and then go for it. You hold her off. You do a good job of holding her back, but she does a really good job of testing your defenses.
All right. Well, hey, good stuff. We haven't run into any punch aliens so far, really, but if we do, I feel like I'm good to go with them.
Yeah, she's tired. She's rehydrating. You get a thumbs up. She doesn't really have much to say at the moment. While the two of you are fighting your feelings out, how you doing, Sparky?
I have so much paperwork to fill out.
You have so much paperwork to fill out. Give me an NFA check.
Oh, so much paperwork. Oh, thank goodness.
You're not going to get demoted today.
No, Sparky's like... He wasn't really expecting to be promoted, exactly. He's very flattered. Feels very good, but also, oh boy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you were...
Also, Jeez, we got a new sergeant coming in?
Yeah, you're getting a new sergeant, because Pleather didn't get promoted. They're just going to transfer in a sergeant.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, just one person between you and the rest of the squad. Oh, no. While you are filling out your paperwork, you were given a burger and a bun, and that is it.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, ketchup gestures to you. Here's your burger, sir.
There's nothing on this burger.
Sir, I gotta be honest. You threw me for a loop by not requesting any goddamn thing on this burger.
I... Noted? I thought that you were preparing... a specialty. No, okay, yeah, thank you. And we'll take a bite of the burger.
I mean, it's good. It's a legitimately good burger.
Like, it's a good burger.
He...
Trooper, it's a good burger.
Permission to speak freely, Lieutenant?
Yeah.
I know it's a damn good burger. Do you want anything else on that before you eat the entire thing, sir?
Do it. Ask for some ketchup.
No! Can I get a slice?
Do it.
Can I get a slice of onion and a tomato?
Okay.
Some lettuce. And
And then, like you were talking to Ketchup, Ketchup takes out a little notepad and starts writing down, okay, sir, do you want red onion, yellow onion, white onion?
Red onion, please.
You want you want sliced, not diced, not minced, not chopped?
I would like a slice of red onion. Yes, a circular cross section of the onion.
Okay, heirloom tomato, regular tomato, beefsteak tomato. Don't ask for beefsteak tomato, sir. Do you want it diced? Do you want it chopped, or do you want slices?
I would like a slice of tomato. I will take. Heirloom is. Can we even get heirloom tomatoes?
Can we even get heirloom? Yes, we can get heirloom tomatoes, sir.
Okay. Yes, heirloom. Then, I suppose just a standard tomato if heirloom is not available. And yes, just a slice, please. Thank you.
As for the lettuce, sir. Leaf or shredded?
Leaf.
Oh, look, sir, all due respect, don't knock a shredded lettuce on a burger until you try it. But if you want leaf, I'll get you leaf.
Leaf, please. Thank you.
Okay. Please give me your burger back, sir.
Yep.
Sir, please relinquish custody of your burger back to me, sir.
We have the building surrounded.
Give the burger back.
And one final question. Do you want any condiments? You didn't say condiments, but I got to check, sir.
I would like a very small amount of ketchup, please. Thank you, ketchup.
Okay, now ketchup looks mad.
God damn it.
You want ketchup on the
God
burger?
Damn it!
You have activated ketchup.
Yes, I would like ketchup on my burger. I know why, okay, yep, I know why they call him Ketchup now.
Ketchup is making a wild variety of faces. May I ask, what about the burger is unsatisfactory that it requires ketchup?
Well, Trooper, there was nothing on the burger.
And whose fault is that, sir?
Trooper, it's been a very long day. Could you please...
Forget
you know what?
It's
been a very long day, and I think everyone is very stressed out. If you feel that you will not be able to satisfactorily make a burger under your current emotional state, then I give you permission to not do so.
You listen here and you listen good, you son of a bitch. I'm going to satisfy you with this burger like we're fucking married. Sir.
Go make me a damn burger.
Yes,
why
sir.
Why aren't you pulling rank yet?
Because Sparky doesn't know what the fuck he's doing. Also, he was not prepared for a weird burger pervert.
He comes back 10 minutes later with an entirely different burger. Like, he has made a new burger for you. Red onion, sliced. Tomato, sliced, heirloom, leaf, sliced, a small, small panhead drop of ketchup on the bun. And he hands you a bottle of ketchup. Will that be all, sir?
You don't want to see how I enjoy it?
Is that an order, sir?
Wow.
I don't think either of us will be satisfied until this is over. So, yes, you will stand there and watch me enjoy this burger.
He just stands there, crosses his arms, staring at you. Bon appetit, sir.
Thank you. How is the burger?
I mean, it's exactly what you wanted. It's good.
Yeah.
It is medium. It is medium but juicy. It is exactly what you wanted with all the toppings that you wanted. Yes, there's extra ketchup if you want to put on it, but it's exactly what you wanted.
I don't. I just wanted a little bit.
Roll in a fate to insult the burger.
Yeah, actually, you're going to have to make an NFA check in order to even okay, let this guy.
Damn it!
You have engaged ketchup. You already...
No! I'm in hell. So I think what this means... man, my eyes are watering. It's really funny. I think what this is Sparky's doing his best. He likes the burger. It's really good. But he keeps looking back at that bottle of ketchup. He just keeps looking back at that bottle of ketchup. It's like, oh, what if I put a little bit more ketchup on here? It's like, it's good, but what if it had just like a little bit more like sweet and acidity on it? Like, what if it had a little more ketchup? And he gets like halfway through it. And he looks over at Trooper Ketchup and he looks back at the burger and then the bottle of ketchup and then back over at
He's looking at you like, don't you fucking dare. Don't you fucking dare, you son of a bitch.
He doesn't break eye contact as he reaches for the bottle of ketchup and he opens the bottle of ketchup and he kind of, it's a fresh bottle of ketchup, I assume.
Oh, it's, you break the seal.
Yeah, so you know what that means?
Everyone hears it pop.
Because you didn't shake it?
No, you gotta tip that bottle over and you gotta give it a couple healthy smacks on the butt. And you know what happens?
Too much ketchup on the disaster. Burger. Oh, God.
Too much ketchup on the burger.
Oh, no.
Blurt. And then Sparky puts the bun back on top, and he finishes that burger, and he does not enjoy the rest of it. And then he says, dismissed.
Yes, sir. Ketchup leaves.
And Sparky
has to wash his hands.
Sparky can be trusted with rank. He can be very normal about it.
Yeah, it's very normal, super normal.
God, who lives? Who lives next door to ketchup? Does somebody want to nominate me?
I'm so sorry.
Does somebody? No, I know. Deck lives next to ketchup. Deck is putting up her new bric-a-brac and stuff.
I was going to volunteer.
Yeah, so you're putting something up on the wall, and then you just hear a thump, and then suddenly, like, it's skewed, and you go to fix it, and you're, goddamn son of a sanctimonious bitch bastard asshole! And just invective, creative screaming and swearing from Ketchup's
room. I feel like Pleather and Ketchup are gonna get along.
Yeah, I was gonna say, he's like the Pleather of burgers, kind of, so.
Yeah. No, I shrug my shoulders and go, he's met Sparky.
I was gonna say, is that Ennio Morricone's follow up to Ecstasy of Gold, the Pleather of Burgers?
I mean, you could score this entire scene of them just staring at each other as Sparky goes to grab the ketchup.
God.
Jesus fucking Christ. I wasn't planning on doing any of this tonight.
Yeah, that's why it's great.
Oh, fuck me. Okay.
Maz, change my name to the Pleather of Burgers.
So just to like water. So just like the camera cut, the argument is continuing over in the steward meeting. There's two people who are currently standing on stage fighting over the controls to the PowerPoint. And one is just like, no, you have to understand, when you consider the gravitational pull of the other planets, it's not a wanton destruction of a planet if it ends up destabilized and going into the sun. It's a natural phenomenon that would have just happened to begin with. God knows how many other planets exist out there that have just managed to go fucking tits up because a snail farted on its surface and it just went off course. And then the other one's just like, but if you strap an engine to a planet and fly it into the sun, that's willful intervention. Okay? And that's far and beyond the scope of the missions that we are engaged in. It doesn't make any sense to put a fucking rocket on a planet and send it to the sun. They're just deep in the weeds fighting over stupid lore. So you are, you have managed to basically determine the three different branches of the steward faith. Let me look at the main doctrine again because I forgot it.
Well, she's really disappointed that they're having, I mean, it's, it is admittedly kind of fascinating to her to see theological discussions like this. And it is kind of a blow to realize that these are the people that are having those discussions. But yeah, no, she's just kind of is very disappointed that these are the people of her faith that she is stuck with for the rest of her life.
Yeah, well, you can make the, you can be the change you want to see in the world. Sorry, I'm writing this out real quick because I just want to have it down. But basically, the long and short of it is that there's three different factions. There's the Archivists, there's the Vanguards, and then there's the Resolute. Sorry, I'm writing and also braining at the exact same time. Because I have to keep putting the exact same thing every single time because, yeah. So, like, the Archivists are people who believe in categorizing and cataloging every single piece of information in all these places that they go to. So, you know, as you have laid it out, everything in the universe is given unto you, and it's your job to take care of it. And then all of these different factions start adding things on top of it. As, like, God knows I hate fucking Hegelian dialectics, but synthesis, antithesis, or thesis, antithesis, synthesis. Archivists, everything in the universe is given unto you, and it's your job to take care of it. Write it all down and cherish the information. That's what's important. The Vanguards are a you're already in a militaristic cult. These are the militarists of the militarists. Vanguards, everything in the universe is given unto you, and it's your job to take care of it. And we mean take care of it in the literal sense. Like the mobster sense. Or as I have shortened it to, defend Earth from it. And the Resolute believe, everything in the universe is given unto you, and it's your job to take care of it. And, like, that means actually using it. Have fun with it. So those are the three main groups of people that make up the higher echelons of your faith. And you grew up in your household and you just had the Bible. Not the Bible. You had your religious text and not a lot of questions that were answered. And these groups are more than willing to answer your questions. So, do you want to give me a NFA check in order to see basically how you mingle? Or do you just want to sit there and let this watch all over you?
No, she'll try to get involved as best she can. I mean, maybe the people who get up on the sort of podium to have discussions are just like the loud, crazy, annoying people, and their other people are nicer. I don't know. It's entirely possible.
Yeah. Yeah, go for it. Give me an NFA check.
Is it... What? I don't know why it...
I think you accidentally rolled... just give me another... Just give me another attempt. Just roll.
No, I only have... What? Okay, I'm refreshing the page. Sorry, I don't know why it's doing that.
Yeah, especially because...
What? I'm... Okay. Something is wrong with Roll Dice with Friends for me, because there's literally one die in the thing, and it's just adding...
Yeah, that happened. Yeah, I think that happened. Weird. Yeah. Yeah, that happened to me a while back, I think, that it would just kind of not wouldn't able to figure out how many die I had.
Huh. So. Do you want me to just run for you? Run for you? Do you just want me to roll for you?
Oh, there we go. I switched it to Edge of the Empire.
Oh, how convenient. You okay. No, I'm kidding.
You see, I managed to roll one die. I fixed it.
No, I know. I'm joking. I trust you. Plus, also, like, who cares? Yeah, so you start mingling with the other folks amongst your faith, and you are like, how do you describe your experiences on Planet Lem?
Honestly, that it was... Lem was the last planet, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that it was horrible, and it was largely indescribable, and just kind of talking about how whatever it was up with those weird aliens, that it was completely an affront to all that is good and moral, and that it was testing. Very testing. Frying, what have you.
Oh, yeah, because there's basically, like, everybody goes around and talks about the planets that they were last on and, like, what they've gotten and so on and so forth. You are immediately the belle of the ball, and everybody wants to fill up your dance card the moment you start being like, I went to a planet that was awful, and it was full of indescribable cosmic horrors that my corporal got really upset trying to punch them to death over. And then we had to blow up the engine of the... ship in order to do that. The archivists immediately swarm you and are like, sister, we need to know every single thing that you had to think about these aliens, because you are the only objective person who can, like, describe this to us as a member of our faith. Because everybody else is an unbeliever and they can't be trusted to not skew it. So you're going to be our number one unbiased source. Do you want to, like, sit in a room with us and, like, answer all our questions? The Vanguards are like, cool, that was an indescribable terror from beyond time and space, and you blew it up. That's really poggers. Do you want to come over to my house and play with a Nintendo Switch, and you can use the good controller? And then the Resolute are just like, hell yeah, you got to blow up the reactor of a destroyer? Nobody fucking does that. That's awesome.
Do I have to pick one to go with, or can I just
blow all of them off? I am not locking you in on a dating route just yet. But like, hey, you kind of got off to like a little bit of a rough start, but now you're just like, hey, by the way, this happened to me, and everyone's like, okay, awesome. The weird new girl, we want her to side with our interpretation of the ideology.
Sure. Well, it is... It shouldn't be too terrible to spend some time with the archivists and answer some questions and sort of exercise the experience by sharing it with someone else. But only really because she appreciates the fact that she is the only one who can tell them anything about it, and she would hate to be responsible for putting them in a position where they felt like they had failed. She's gonna go off with them just for the sake of that, and then probably look for an opportunity to leave, because she doesn't want to make it seem like she's throwing her lot in with them, because honestly, they have kind of a... She doesn't really agree with... Well, she doesn't really agree with any of them, but, you know, she doesn't want to show favoritism.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's understand. Like, yeah, okay, you did experience something that is, like, fundamentally so outside context that we have to have this kind of information written down. it's not like you're blowing them off. It's like, no, okay, you need to get this down while it's the most fresh. Roll a d20 for me.
Oh.
Yeah. Congrats on your 20 hours of transcription interrogation.
Motherfucker. Wow.
What a punishment.
They are thorough.
Are they consecutive hours?
Yes.
Jesus fucking Christ.
God.
You are allowed breaks. You are allowed to sleep.
Thank goodness.
And food. But it is.
Okay.
Write it down. Mm-hmm. Write it down again. Write it down a third time. Cross-reference. Write it down a fourth time. Cross-reference. Write it down a fifth time. Cross-reference. New questions. Further questions. We have to break out the scientific method for this. We have to break out the unscientific method for this. Have you ever heard of a thing called hypnosis? Maybe we can try bringing up some repressed memories from the events to the fore. That sort of shit.
Oh, this is awful.
Yeah, 69, you're going to
be... Bad idea.
You're going to be busy with this for a minute. Deck, how you doing? What are you up to?
I am... Well, first of all, I have a new bunk neighbor. I have a very nice hamburger here.
Oh, you do?
I went over... Oh, no, I went over and I talked the ketchup after he cooled down a bit. And I got it. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, do you want to, like, roll to make a rapport? Because you're going to get a burger either way, but do you, like, want to roll to, like, befriend ketchup?
Yeah, I will do an NFA to befriend ketchup.
Okay.
I rolled a 7, which is 1 above my number.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I mean, it's not bad. It's not bad. It's just like, oh, okay, yeah, I understand. You recognize that somebody next door is a talented cook and you want to get on this, okay? I'm not going to listen to your platitudes about how much the lieutenant sucks and how we should be, like, better neighbors about this. But, like, yes, I'll make you a burger. And I will make you a damn fine burger that doesn't require ketchup. Anyway, what do you want in your burger?
Barbecue sauce, okay.
Barbecue sauce? Yeah, sure.
Alright, so, okay, give me a medium burger, give me sautéed mushrooms and onions, give me some Swiss cheese, and the barbecue sauce.
Yeah.
What's he gonna have to say about barbecue sauce?
He said it's fine. BBQ sauce is fine. It's a core... He understands what it is that you're asking for. He's like, yeah, no, barbecue sauce is a core ingredient in a burger like this. It's not... Look, I have opinions on ketchup, all right? Just do you realize how many goddamn people I've had to deal with? Like, I make them a burger, and the first thing they do before they eat it is put fucking ketchup on it?
I ate the burger.
You're not there. You shush.
I know.
You are being tried in absentia.
Sure am. You're a dead pope.
But yeah, you are given a burger. It is a damn good burger. He knows someone on the ship who can get him mushrooms and onions. He asks you questions about how you want the onions prepared and how you want the mushrooms prepared. And like, hell, do you want the Swiss grated? Do you want the Swiss, like, sliced? So on and so forth. Like, he's thorough. He takes this... so fucking seriously.
Right, well, I will eat this burger and I will enjoy this burger. And I will put no ketchup on it.
You're goddamn right.
You better enjoy that burger.
Yeah, is there anything else you want to do?
I will thank him for it. And then I think it's time back to researching, giving our robot friend free will.
All right, what do you want to achieve with this? Like, you are currently pouring through a bunch of books and manuals. Do you want to just give a crack at jailbreaking her now, or do you just want to work on understanding what to do?
This is a new field for me, Azdek. I have never jailbroken a robot before. I want to go unprepared because I do not want to break this robot.
Mm-hmm.
This robot is nice and is the only friend I have here who may not come back dead.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to do another one just... I think we're going to work specifically on trying to figure out how to get her to express wants for things. I'm going to engage the desire matrix in this robot.
Yeah, sure. Give me a roll.
I did not roll good.
Oh, boy. So you are reading a book that is fundamentally like philosophy of want? Like it is written by somebody in a powdered wig that looks stern, and they have like one hand resting on a wolfhound and the other hand like resting on a globe. It's that kind of book. What is to want? It's slow going. So, you're working on it though.
Yeah, I'm trying my best. What happens is Elffucker had like a bunch of books on how to produce cyballs with your mind.
Ooh.
So I keep wandering over back to that book. I'm gonna produce little balls of psychic energy.
Damn.
Hell yeah. But no, I mean, you do get some insight into how it works. Fundamentally, it's like tricking her into wanting things, but you're not quite there on how to get there. Like, you failed the roll. You'll have it figured out next time. You just won't have it figured out now.
Sure.
Just as long as you keep chunking through the book. Sorry to keep accidentally talking over you.
No, that's fine. I was doing the same thing.
You shouldn't talk over yourself.
That's true.
Yeah, bad habit.
Anything else you want to do, Deck?
Nothing immediately comes to mind.
All right, Pleather, how about you?
Sorry, I actually don't think I have... let's get a burger from ketchup.
Okay.
Everybody loves ketchup.
Are you going to suck up or you're just going to give me a burger and leave?
Excuse me.
I'm going to say... Ketchup. I want a burger with a mushroom ketchup.
I'm sorry, a mushroom ketchup?
Yeah. Like, ketchup, but made of mushrooms instead of tomatoes. You can't do that. Ketchup.
Holy shit.
Alright, Jess, out of character, is going to have to Google something.
Mushroom ketchup does exist.
Okay.
Ketchup is just a sauce preparation.
Ah, okay. Because out of character, Jess had to... Okay, that makes sense. Huh. Just instead of tomato...
Yeah, right?
Interesting. You are fixed with, like, a look that's kind of like, oh, you think you're so smart, Little Miss Hot Shit? What else do you want on the burger, Pleather?
Oh, nothing else. I like a fairly minimalist burger, just the essentials.
Uh-huh. How do you want it cooked, Pleather?
Do a rare.
Sure thing. And then just continuing to angrily make eye contact with you, just like, oh, you think you're getting one over on me, don't you? Just puts together a patty and then makes mushroom ketchup by hand. Just has some of the ingredients like set aside. He's that dedicated, and just he puts the burger on the bun and then says, "Do you want me to put the ketchup? Do you want me to put the mushroom ketchup on, or do you want to do it yourself?"
You can put it on.
Continues to just stare at you, nods slowly, puts a healthy smear of it on the underside of the top bun.
Sorry, a little bit more than that.
Puts a little bit more on than that.
You're Thank so you. Cruel.
Carefully affixes the bun to the top of the burger, hands it to you.
I will eat it.
I mean, it's good. It's what you want.
Yep. Gotta tell you, it's a damn good burger and a damn good ketchup. I can see how you got your name.
Thank you, Pleather. Please leave my room.
I will leave. I will leave.
Deck is reading the book on how to summon cyballs. Goddamn cocky corporal bitch asshole son of a...
Huh. He's met Pleather. There's a vaudeville sting after both of those, by the way.
Oh, God.
And then finally, 69 is released from her torment of having to record stuff.
Yay. She's got a carpal tunnel now.
Oh, it's fine. You weren't doing the majority of the recording anyway. They were just constantly trading out different
scenarios. No, she has it from consistently making the jerk-off motion under the table whenever they started talking to each other.
Oh, no.
It's just kind of instinctive.
Yeah, is there anything 69 and Sparky particularly want to do?
Oh my god. Sorry.
69's good.
I'm thinking. I might be good. I don't know. I'm kind of... My brain got a little fried by ketchup.
No, it's fine. I just wanted to see if
See, that's why he doesn't... That's why he doesn't want you to put it on your burger. Because this is what it does to you.
Mm-hmm. True. This is your brain on ketchup. No, I just wanted to check to see if there was anything else you two particularly wanted to do in downtime. Unless 69 wants a burger.
Or no, a beer. 69 does not want a burger. 69 wants a fucking shotgun, but she can't get it.
Oh, so are you, like, angrily talking about a shotgun? And just, like, complaining about not getting a shotgun?
It's tempting, yeah, to bitch out, bitch out the quartermaster. But, you know, not actually where they can hear it, because...
Yeah, that's sure tried and true. On.
Hey, Valley Girl, No, go ahead.
No, she just wants her... She wants a better gun, and... It's really frustrating her that despite coming back alive from two missions in a row, she can't, because, you know, she feels like she, well, whatever.
Yeah, Valley Girl is like, oh, you want a shotgun? Sure. Yeah, no, I can get that for you. There was plenty left over in Pisswater's room, actually.
What do you mean, plenty left over?
Just trust me. You cool?
Sure.
Yeah, I'll get you a shotgun. Hold on. Valley Girl comes back with a 40 and a pocket knife.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Oh, come on. You look like you've had a hard day. We went down to that stupid fucked up planet. Everybody's angry. I don't need one
more. Oh, you don't understand. You don't understand. 69 takes the 40. Wait, it's a... Is it the can or the bottle?
It's a can.
Wait, what? Okay, yeah. She takes the can and she has her own knife. Like, she uses whatever combat blade or whatever that she keeps on her for some reason and makes a hole with that and just shotguns the can down. Because, yeah, she did just spend 20 hours of really miserable question answering that she's never going to get back and may have, in hindsight, led to further schisms within her religious community. So, yeah, she... Still shotgun a fucking beer, sure.
Yeah, Valley Girl helps you. She pulls the tab. Make sure that you don't get it all over yourself. encourages you by chanting, go, go, go. And then finally you get like a hug and a pat on the back when you're done. There you go.
Thank you. I meant the gun, but this was kind of nice too.
Hey, don't worry about it.
Are there more of these?
Is there more of these? You want to go check out Pisswater's room? I didn't finish cleaning it out.
Yeah, as long as there's not a robot in there.
I mean, it's kind of a robot.
Fine. I'm not going to question it. I'm fine.
Hey, Sparky.
Yes, Trooper.
Who is Tom Honor's trusted robot pal?
Oh, Tom Honor's trusted robot pal is... Oh. Well. Oh, no, wait, sorry. We already decided that Sparky was the, like, boy sidekick.
Actually, I thought that...
Otherwise, I would say...
I thought initially that Sparky was, like, a dog with a dude's brain in it. But fair enough.
Sure. Yeah, give me that, too. But it's not a robot. Mm-hmm. Whatever Sparky, whatever Sparky is. Tom Honor's trusty robot sidekick is, Volto.
Okay, could you briefly describe the general feel of Volto?
Yeah, Volto looks like a, trash can wearing like an old-timey strongman singlet with like the horizontal stripes, he's very strong, and the trash can lid opens and closes when he talks.
Ooh, does he have like a fake mustache, like a metal mustache underneath the bottom lid of the trash can lid?
Of course.
Yeah, naturally.
So he's Rubbermaid Big Show.
Yeah. Where? No, we can't do that.
Yeah, so you go into Pisswater's room. It is full of all sorts of just nonsense beer paraphernalia. There is a life-size standee statue of Volto, except it has been affixed to also have a beer hat on the head.
We would have been best friends.
And there's like restraints and shackles, so you can like hang upside down and chug from Volto's hands.
Maybe not. I don't know.
See, robot.
I don't know what this is, but I have the strangest feeling that Sparky can never see it. Can never be allowed to see it. Yeah, alright. Where's the rest of the beer, though?
Oh, I mean, I, like, took most of it back to my room.
Damn it.
Yeah, I'll get you a six-pack if you want.
That'd be nice.
You got it, boss. Except you're not my boss.
Yeah, ain't that the truth.
Just awkwardly shrugs and goes to get you a six-pack of beer. That's 69's night, or what's left of it. Come the next few days, you will get a refill of your fellow troopers. You will get a new sergeant. Sparky will get access to the dropships and also orbital bombardment.
God. That'll be fine.
Yeah, it'll be fine. And that's what downtime looks like for Yegg Squadron after the crushing existential horror of aliens that you just cannot perceive. Yay!
Yay!
Jesus Christ. We sure did down some time.
Mm-hmm. Hey, this is here to just, like, develop characters and, like, let y'all do stuff that isn't genocide. Yeah, is there anything else anybody...
Downtime. Sorry.
No, go ahead, what's up?
downtime between genocide is very important.
Yes, it's important to maintain self-care and hydrate and check your fucking posture. Is there anything else anybody absolutely positively wants to get done during the downtime? Speak now or forever. Hold your peace until after the next mission.
Nope, not I.
Nope, yeah. I'm good.
I got nothing.
Okay, this has been the Coffin Club. This has been Planet Lem downtime. Who knows what horrors lurk beyond the farthest reaches of the stars? Spoilers, I do. I pay attention to this stuff. It's important that I do, otherwise the game doesn't go. But I'm Jess, I'm your GM. Pronouns still she, her, in reverse alphabetical order. Let's outro. Anything you gotta say, Sparky?
It is okay to put ketchup on your burger, but also there's a lot of other cool stuff you can put on a burger.
Okay, do you want
to try it?
Do you want Jess's ketchup opinions?
Sure, yeah.
Yes, it is perfectly acceptable to put ketchup on a burger, but also, like, one, try the burger first. And two,
oh yeah, definitely try the burger, yeah.
Yes, try the burger first, and also, like, know people who know how to cook burgers. Most of the time, you won't need ketchup. Just know. Angry.
Powerful skill.
The 4th of July is coming up.
You eat a burger from the outside in. When you put on ketchup, it's not going to cover the whole thing. You're probably going to take a bite without ketchup.
You would think.
I have known people who make that sauce burger.
Mm-hmm. But yes, also, like, seriously, know people who make better burgers, and then also don't just burn the burgers to a charcoal briquette. Those are my burger opinions.
Burger thoughts.
Never let it not be said that Jess does not have a GM PC and has decided to make them the most annoying fucking trooper in this entire company. 69, any final thoughts?
Don't. Just religion, not even once. I don't know. Yeah, just don't. Also, fried eggs, very good on burgers.
Yeah, they're really good on burgers. Yeah. Not ketchup. Peanut butter in certain circumstances.
What?
Yeah, it gets kind of messy, though.
Not a lot.
You gotta be careful, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I can see that on the bun, like, just, like, straight on the bun.
Yeah.
And then, damn.
How about you, Pleather? What do you got to say on the matter?
If you have some, like, a silly thing that you get mad about, you have to keep that on the down low, at least until you get your call sign assigned.
Yeah.
That's some really good advice.
Don't let your call sign be your scub.
Yeah. That's true. That's why Pleather is Pleather, because everybody knows that Pleather has a leather jacket she's proud of. And that's why 69 is 69 and not anything else that is pertinent to a personality or person.
Yeah.
True.
And anything you gotta say, Deck?
So I, IRL, much like my character Deck, do like a mushroom and Swiss burger.
It's good.
But my personal thought, and I had one of these earlier and I'm still thinking about it, local place does coleslaw, chili, onions, and pickles. And if you have something like that in your life, please go try it.
Dang.
Wait,
okay, so when you say like chili, you mean like stew chili?
Yeah,
I may be misunderstanding what it is you're saying. So it's coleslaw, chili, pickles, and what was the other thing?
Onions.
Huh.
Is it all mixed in with the chili?
I mean, it's all on the same side of the bun.
Huh. Honestly, chili on a burger sounds worth trying.
I am vegetarian, so it's a vegetable chili.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
Chili on a burger is good.
Hmm.
Get a good chili.
Yeah, it's weird that I chili dogs are like this obvious thing, but yet never considered chili doing on, burger.
You know, whatever. Like, obviously, like, you know, get like a nice chili, and probably don't go too much on it, or else, you know, you're just gonna be having a real wet time.
Well, okay, also speaking from experience, a chili that is used for a chili dog or a chili burger or something like that, it does not have to be a particularly thick chili. You also want to use like a ground beef or ground turkey or whatever. You don't want it to be like a steak chili. You don't want it to be like an all bean chili. You want it, because you want it to like be a fine enough consistency that you can like spread it, but you also don't want big chunks in the chili. All right, fuck it. We're going off topic. We're talking about food now. I am a firm believer.
Well, first of all,
you don't
use beans at all, because beans chili is better without the beans.
Okay, we're gonna have words after this conversation.
We're gonna make
topic.
We're gonna all night.
Do chili debate.
I just can't stand. I cannot stand beans. I love chili, but I don't know. I don't know.
For ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the first 12-hour episode.
This is actually what 69 was talking, like what the stewards were arguing about before 69 showed up, is they were arguing about like the prescribed burger toppings.
Oh God, they would be. No, but in all seriousness, if you're making a chili dog, I do agree. You don't want beans on the chili for a chili dog, because that detracts from the sauce, and it also messes with the texture and the mouthfeel of eating the damn thing, to be honest. I am a firm believer that there should be, like, you can have contrast, but you can also have, but you generally want to have, like, simpatico mouthfeel, which is why I'm always complaining about, like, when my mom puts, like, especially, like, crunchy things on, like, a soft cookie, because sometimes you don't want that, but you do want, like, the bite of a pickle, or the cleave of, like, an onion, or, like, the crisp of an onion on, like, a burger, because that doesn't detract from it. It accentuates to it. Hi, I have opinions. But,
burger thoughts.
But for the purposes of, like, making a topping chili, no, you don't want to put beans in it. Anyway, we should end this episode, and I should stop getting people very mad at me. My final thought is,
my favorite kind of burger is mushrooms and blue cheese as toppings.
Nice.
Like crumbly blue cheese?
Yeah, like little crumbled blue cheese.
Yeah, that could be good.
Nice.
I'm also just going to tank everyone's opinion of me and say that I prefer my burgers well done.
I know.
That, I don't care unless people are eating like hockey pucks.
Yeah, same.
Well, no, God, no. I don't want it like charred. I just, yeah.
Well, see, that's how you end up with the people who believe, oh, I should put ketchup on a burger every single time from the go. Because they are legitimately inedible without the ketchup.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I don't want a I don't want a dry burger. I just, well.
Anyway. All right,
this has given me enough time to finish a project.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Anyway, my final thought on the matter is everybody should know how to make their own chili that they like. It's, like, legitimately good for you to know how to make something that you enjoy and share with others.
Yeah.
This has been the Coffin Club. Please tip your waiter, tip your waitress, tip your waitrex. Yes, we do serve burgers. If you want burgers, you can buy a burger from the wait staff. But we hope to see you all again next time for the next installment of 316 Carnage Amongst the Stars. Say goodnight, everybody.
Good night.
Night, folks.
Bye. Take care, everybody.